Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us once again. As promised, we talk November. And in November, or rather, November is South African Responsibly Gambling Month, or National Responsibly Gambling Month. This is where we focus on the whole issue of gambling addiction. And joining us on, or joining you on the line this morning, is Heidi Sinclair, Counseling and Treatment Manager at the South African Responsibly Gambling Foundation. Dr. Sinclair, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Ab. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to chatting to you.
Fantastic. Doctor, if I were to go to my father now, yes, if he was still alive, I mean, I'm trying to put this in a social context. If I were to go to my father now and tell him that I'm addicted to gambling, he would tell me to go jump off a bridge because there's no such thing. How do you get addicted to something that you can't even consume?
Well, it's called a silent addiction. So it's an addiction that very few people actually knows of, because like you say, you can't see that someone is using something or that they are taking something in. So how it happens, it's often people, they don't know that they have a vulnerability. So if you have a family history of, for instance, addiction, then you have a higher vulnerability to develop something like a gambling addiction. And also, if you think that you are going to use gambling not as a form of entertainment, but as a form of making money. We all know that gambling is a form of entertainment. It's not going to make you money. But often people believe that they're so desperate that they want to make money, and they think they're going to get that through gambling. And then also sometimes people are, there's a disorder. You know, they have something like depression or anxiety, and they feel that if they go and gamble, it's almost like they have company, or they can kind of just, that they feel kind of numb, or they feel where they are, they feel at home, and everything just disappears, and it's just them and the machines, and often that then helps for their mood. It lifts their moods up. And then also, if someone's had something traumatic happen to them, we often see that someone might have lost a child or lost a spouse or something like that, and they're not really in the position to talk about it. Then they go and they go and gamble. So if your father asked you, but it's just, you know, it's nothing, just pull yourself together, because that's often what we hear. You know, there are very, very many scientific proof now that it is a definite addiction, and it shows on scans that the same it has the same effect on your brain as cocaine and alcohol and drugs. So it lights up that same reward pathway, and you then become addicted to that feeling.
Oh my goodness. And Dr. Sinclair, talking to that, say I have a family member that I'm suspecting they are in fact addicted to gambling. What am I supposed to be looking out for? And in doing so, I see these signs. Who do I go to?
Okay. So it's unfortunate that family members and friends only really realize that it's a problem when it's very late, because it's only when they start to really borrow a lot of money from you. So they're always in a problem with their money, or they're very preoccupied with gambling. They talk about the gambling a lot, but they only talk about their winnings. They never remember what they've lost. They only remember, and that's how the brain changes. So they only remember what they've won, and that's where what they talk about and talk about. They almost convince you that they're extremely good gamblers. And also they kind of, there's times and money that you can't really tell where they've been. So they spend a lot of money away from the family or from the friends, but they can't really account for that time, because they are either sitting in front of the internet gambling, or they're at the casino, or they're at the horse races. So it's time away from family. You can also see that they feel guilty about something, but you don't really know. So often someone will say, there's just something wrong with my family member, but I have no idea what it is. So, or their moods might change a lot. They might have a lot of fights about money. They might have time that they're not at work, you know, unexplained times away from work. They might, yes, I think the biggest thing is that they're always in trouble with money, and they always want to lend money, or they talk a lot about their gambling. Those are the first kind of things that you can look for.
And in terms of that, once I found those out, what is the number? Who do I contact? Okay.
Yes. So our treatment is completely free and for anyone. And it's individual therapy, you know, like talking therapies, and it's all over South Africa. Here in Cape Town, we have very many excellent psychologists that do the work for us. And the person will get about, you know, 9 hours of treatment, you know, like talking therapies. And they will be able to see me for free as well. And sometimes in about 50% of people, we prescribe medication because 50% of people have depression and anxiety or other things that have caused the gambling. So our number is 0800 006 008. And we are in Kenilworth, so it's like a walk-in clinic as well. Anyone can come and see me or some of our counselors there. We take it from there. And we admit people very seldom, about one person per month. And we admit them also to Ikande, which is a rehab center in Kenilworth.
What we'll do also, Dr. Sinclair, for you is we'll keep all the details so that if anyone is looking for those details, we can send them through to you. Absolutely. But nonetheless, Dr. Sinclair, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Abs. Okay, have a good day.
Cheers. Bye-bye. You too.